This is Katie.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive. Here we review America's favorite celebrities and dive deeper into their off-screen lives. We cover everything from their childhood to their current status.
Today we're taking a look at our very first celebrity for season two.
She sings.
She acts.
And a lot of kids just remember her as a wizard. She's
Selena Gomez!
All right, so let's start off in her childhood. She was born on July 22nd, 1992, in Grand Prairie, Texas, and her star sign is Cancer.
She's part Italian and part Mexican, and she's named after, I'm gonna mess this up, Tiziano Singer, who died in 95. Oh, you can go.
Her parents divorced when she was five, but she ended up staying mostly with her mother. She was also a practicing Catholic as a child, but currently does not identify with a specific religion, but says she maintains a relationship with God.
Even though she stayed with her mother, she was pretty much raised by her grandparents. Mm-hmm. And working as a young actress as Gianna in Barney and Friends.
Mm-hmm. So now we're moving on to her claim to fame. So like Katie just said, her acting debut was as Gianna in Barney and Friends from 2002 to 2004. And her biggest role was Alex Russo in Wizards of Waverly Place from 2007 to 2012.
So now we're going to go through our trademarked back and forth on her other appearances, starting with television shows. So she was Gwen on an episode of The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody called A Midsummer's Nightmare in 2006.
She was Michaela Skeech in Hannah Montana for two episodes in 2007.
She was Selena Gomez on The Jonas Brothers Living the Dream on an episode called Hello Hollywood in 2008.
She was herself in Sony with a Chance in The Battle of the Network Stars in 2008.
She was Alex Russo in The Sweet Life on Deck in an episode called Double Crossed in 2009.
She was Alex Russo and Evil Alex in The Wizard's Return, Alex vs. Alex in 2013.
She appeared on an episode of Saturday Night Live called Ronda Rousey and Selena Gomez in 2006.
She also 16. Appeared... Oh, yes. 2016.
Yes,
she also appeared on Inside Amy Schumer in an episode called Fame in 2016.
And she was in an episode of 13 Reasons Why Beyond the Reasons. Well, it wasn't an episode. It was like a special because she's an executive producer of that mm-hmm. in 2017.
Then we are going to go on to her movies. She was Water Park Girl in Spy Kids 3 Game Over in 2003.
She was Julie in Walker, Texas Ranger, Trial by Fire in 2005. Wow, that's a mouthful.
Mm-hmm. She was Mary Santiago in Another Cinderella Story in 2008.
She was the voice of Helga in Horton Hears a Who in 2008.
She was Carter Mason in the Princess Protection Program in 2009.
She was Princess Selenia, the voice of Princess Selenia in Arthur and the Revenge of Maltazard. In 2009.
Which is weirdly close to Selena, Princess Selenia. Yeah. She was Alex Russo in Wizards of Waverly Place, the movie, in 2009.
She was Beatrice or Beezus Quimby in Ramona and Beezus in 2010.
And Princess Selenia, the voice, again in Arthur 3, The War of Two Worlds, in 2009.
I wonder, if Arthur the Revenge of Maltazard was the second one, or she just wasn't in the second one?
Yeah, I don't know. That makes no sense. Arthur 3, it kind of jumps around there.
Yeah. She was Grace Ann Bennett / Cordelia Winthrop Scott in Monte Carlo in 2011.
She was Selena Gomez in The Muppets in 2011.
She was Faith in Spring Breakers from 2012.
She voiced Mavis Dracula in Hotel Transylvania 1, 2, and 3, which were released in 2012, 2015, and 2018.
She was a VIP girl in Aftershock in 2012.
Her role in Getaway was called The Kid in 2013.
She was the voice of a narrator in Girl Rising in 2013.
She was Kate Ann Lucas in Rudderless in 2014.
Nina Pennington in Behaving Badly in 2014.
She was a narrator voice in Unity in 2015.
She was on The Big Short as herself in 2015.
And she was herself in Taylor Swift, the 1989 World Tour Live in 2015.
She was Dot in The Fundamentals of Caring in 2016.
All right, get ready for me mispronouncing things. But she was Phi Lambda President in Neighbors 2 Sorority Rising in 2016.
She was Lisa in Dubious, I probably said that wrong, in Dubious Battle in 2016.
She was Zoe in The Dead Don't Die in 2019.
She was, again, gonna mess this up, Sean Tyrell in A Rainy Day in New York in 2019.
And she voiced Betsy in Doolittle in 2020.
So, she has two aspects of her career, her acting and then her singing. So now we're going to move on to her singing stuff. And even though we said this season was all about actors and actresses, mm-hmm. she is mainly an actress and actor, mm-hmm. but she does do some singing. Like, mm-hmm.
So we are going to talk about her singing, because if we didn't, then we wouldn't be completing her whole career. So her singing mm-hmm. debut was with Disney, which were covers of classic Disney songs, and she sang in Barney and Friends, Another Cinderella Story, and the theme for Wizards of Waverly Place.
Her biggest hit was in 2019 on November 9th, called Lose You to Love Me, and I love that song. Mm-hmm. It was number one. Charted number one.
So now we're going to go through some of her songs. So first, we have Already Missing You.
Anxiety.
As a Blonde.
Sweeter Place.
A Year Without Rain.
Back to You.
Bad Liar.
Bang a Drum.
Bang, Bang, Bang.
Beat, with like all the letters acronymed.
Bitty Bitty Bom Bom.
Birthday.
Body Heat.
Boyfriend.
Camouflage.
Cologne.
Come and Get It.
Crowded Room.
Cruella De Vil.
Crush.
Cut You Off.
Dance Again.
Dices.
Disappear.
Do It.
Everything Is Not What It Seems.
Falling Down.
Oh, God.
Katie panicking about pronouncing words.
Phantom. Fantasma d'Amour.
Feel Me.
Fetish.
Forget Forever.
Fly to Your Heart.
Fun.
Ghost of You.
Good For You.
Hands.
Hands to Myself.
Hit the Lights.
Hold On.
I Can't Get Enough.
Ice Cream, which I love. Katie and I were like listening to this the entire time scripting this, and I kept singing it, trying to hit the notes, and let's just say I'm not Selena Gomez.
I Don't Miss You at All.
I Got You.
I Like It That Way.
Intuition.
I Promise You.
I Want You to Know.
I Won't Apologize.
It Ain't Me.
Kill 'Em with Kindness. Love that song.
Same. Kinda Crazy.
Kiss and Tell.
Let Me Get Me.
Like a Champion.
Live Like There's No Tomorrow.
Look at her now.
Lose You to Love Me.
Love Will Remember.
Lover in Me.
Love Me Like... Wait. Love You Like a Love
That's
song.
Another one of my favorites of hers.
Yeah, I like that one.
Magic.
Magical.
Moss.
Me and My Girls.
Me and the Rhythm.
Middle of Nowhere.
More.
Music Feels Better.
My Dilemma.
My Dilemma 2.0.
Naturally.
New Classic.
Nobody.
Nobody Does It Like You.
Off the Chain.
One and the Same.
Only You.
Outlaw.
Out of My Hands.
Past Life.
People You Know.
Perfect.
Rare.
Red Light.
Revival.
Ring.
Rise.
Rock
Roll Em Up.
Rock and Round. what did I just say? Round and Round.
Same Old Love.
Save the
Send
Day.
It On.
Shake It
She.
Up.
Sick Slow Down.
Sober.
Souvenir.
Butler.
Stars Dance.
Stop and
Summer's
Erase.
Not Hot. Talkie
Survivors.
Talkie.
Tell Me Something I Don't Know.
Tell Me Something I Don't Know Remix.
That's more like
The
it.
Heart Wants What It Wants.
The Way I Love
Trust
You.
Nobody.
Trust in Me.
Un Año Sin Luego.
Undercover.
Vulnerable.
We Don't Talk Anymore.
We Own the Night.
When the Sun Goes Down.
Whiplash.
Whoa, oh. Me Versus Everyone. Remix.
Who Says.
Winter Wonderland.
Wolves.
And Write Your
All
Name.
Right, we've gone through all of Selena Gomez's songs, and some of those were covers, and I love going through these because you can see the wide range as we're reading them down. Like, some of them are Disney songs, other ones probably aren't, like, clean, and other ones are covers. It's all over the place, so it's really interesting to see her range.
And they're definitely not in, like, a year order, so, like, it's, like... She did this song with...
They're in alphabetical order, in case you guys noticed. Yeah.
She did this song with Charlie Puth, and then in 2009, she did this thing.
With Disney, and it's crazy. All right, so now we're going on to her current status. Her current work. She is producing her quarantine show, Selena and Chef, where she hosts with a different guest chef every time and learns to cook over quarantine. She is also expected to star in and produce the Hulu show named, I'm missing the name right here, Only Murders in the Building. There we go.
Oh, okay. And she's supposed to have a main role in that one. And she is set to voice Mavis in Hotel Transylvania 4. It's post-production and she's an executive producer and it's supposed to come out in 2021.
She is also supposed to voice Melody Hunter in Sing 2, which could release in 2021, but there is no word on how that will stand due to COVID.
All right, so now we're going to move on to her awards. Mm-hmm. So she was nominated for a whopping 326, mm-hmm. and won 107 of those, and none of them are pending because some of them, mm-hmm. some people still have them pending.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to go through her first 20 awards, so we're not going to go through all of them, obviously, then you would be here forever. So her first award that we're going to name today, for the ALMA Awards in 2009, Wizards of Waverly Place, she won Year in TV Comedy Actress.
She won Favorite Pop/Rock Female Artist.
In 2016, she won Most Performed Song for Good For You.
She won Hands to Myself. I'm so bad. She won award-winning songs for Hands to Myself in 2017.
She also won that for We Don't Talk Anymore.
And It Ain't Me in 2018, that same award.
And Back to You in 2019.
And Wolves in 2019 for that same award.
Then we have Chart Topper for herself. This is just for Selena Gomez in 2015.
And then she won Woman of the Year, no like specifications, which is the Woman of the Year in 2017.
Then she won Gold for Super Female TV Star in 2010.
Won Bronze for Super Female Singer in 2011.
And Silver for Super Female Movie Star in 2011.
She won Super Female TV Star in Gold for in 2011.
And Super Female Singer Gold in 2012.
Super Female TV Star Gold in 2012.
She won Sexy Babe in 2013.
She won Super BFFs for her and Taylor Swift in 2013.
She won International Female Artist in 2016. And I think that wraps up our awards that we're going to cover today. But we can post a list on our website, so make sure to go check that out to see the entire full list.
Yes. Okay. So now we're going to move on to family life. Her mother's name was Amanda Dawn or Mandy Cornett or Cornet, mm-hmm. and she was an actress herself, which kind of sparked Selena's love for her.
And then her father's name was Ricardo Joel Gomez, but like we said earlier, she didn't have too much contact with her father because her parents divorced when she was young.
So she has step parents. So her stepmother is Sarah Gomez, and her stepfather is Brian Tefe.
Teepee, I don't know. Again, pronouncing things not our strong suit here. And then she
Yeah.
has two stepsisters, Grace Elliott Teefee and Victoria or Tori Gomez.
She doesn't have a spouse or children at the moment, and we are not super positive if she's dating anyone. We do not think she
No,
is, though.
she.
Kind of working on herself.
Exactly. So now we're going to move into news, which, if you are just listening for the first time, this kind of used to be like a gossip section, but now it's broadened into all sorts of things because sometimes there's just good news about celebrities out there that isn't necessarily gossip. So we cover everything here now. So today's news: Selena shows off the scar from her kidney transplant. So she posted a picture of herself in a swimsuit, which reveals her scar that she received from a kidney transplant. So for those of you that don't know, Selena has lupus, an autoimmune disease with a wide range of symptoms. And eventually her good friend Francia Raisa, again the name thing, she donated her kidney when Selena needed one. So for a while, Selena was self-conscious about her scar, and recently, she finally gained the confidence to show it off. So the caption to this Instagram post was, "When I got my kidney transplant, I remember it being very difficult at first showing my scar. I didn't want to be in photos, so I wore things that would cover it up. Now, more than ever, I feel confident in who I am and what I went through, and I'm proud of that. T, congratulations on what you're doing for women, launching at La Mariette, whose message is just that, all bodies are beautiful."
Yes. So I think she's modeling the swimsuit. That's why she tagged the thing. All right. So I'm so used to saying like juicy gossip, but we changed it. So moving on to the lightning round, which is a bunch of random miscellaneous facts that we didn't fit in anywhere else, and they're just
They're the most
fun.
interesting IMO. Like, in my opinion, these are awesome. All right, so Selena Gomez's favorite color is green.
She launched her first fragrance called Selena in
Her
2012.
name, Selena, means moon in Greek.
Sorry, my page is just like totally. She was bullied a lot in elementary and middle
She
school.
has six rescue dogs: Willie, Wallace, Fina, Chip, Chaz, and Baylor.
She loves pickles and she'd like to invent a pickled flavored chewing
Ooh.
gum, which I think sounds
I
so gross.
usually support celebrity projects, but this one's a little out there. All right, she is the ambassador of DoSomething.org that advocates safe driving through State Farm. This is not an
She hosts an annual charity concert for UNICEF.
And she named ambassador to the Ryan Seacrest Foundation in 2012.
She is BFFs with Taylor Swift.
She
I love
wasn't a
Taylor,
fan
so.
of magic nor the Harry Potter franchise, but got a role in a wizard show.
Yeah, that was a bit weird. She loves eating pizza crust. It's her favorite part of
She
pizza.
was denied the offer to be in High School Musical 3.
No, she
Oh,
denied
she
the offer.
denied the offer. Whoops. Ella misreading things and
Which
confusing the poor listeners.
I was like, what? Why would you deny
High
being
School
in High
Musical
School Musical
3. I wonder
3?
who she was offered to be.
Yeah, I know. But apparently, like, she just thought it was a better role for someone else. And not that it didn't fit her, it just.
She didn't want to take the role. Her favorite
Yeah,
actress is
basically.
Rachel McAdams.
She is a huge fan of Johnny
Her
Depp.
favorite movie genre is horror.
Her favorite fruit is
And she
mango.
loves to surf and skateboard.
So that's all we have today for our first episode of
Make
season
sure to tune
two.
in next Friday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time and subscribe to our podcast to listen to our weekly episodes.
And follow us on Instagram at Celebrity Deep Dive and Twitter at Celeb Deep Dive, where you can suggest other celebrities and other information you want to hear about
Also,
them.
don't forget to share this episode with your family and friends.
And check out our website, which is linked in our
Wait,
bio.
Katie, we cannot end this episode yet. We have to do our weekly check-in.
So, we're so close to 2,000 listens. We're at 1.9. So, guys, keep listening if you want to reach our goal.
And we've gotten 3 more followers on Instagram, bringing us up to 39.
So, thanks for all your support, and thanks for listening to
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Celebrity Deep Dive.
Well, this has been a little taster of an episode. Bye, guys.